This might last, this may I'm Yeah, you get warmed up out there. Hey, in the old days, I could only see just about the first bit of people, because usually, you know, in the smaller clubs, even the theaters, in the old days, they would be lots of smoke and pot smoke. Everybody else was a little fuzzy. Well, now it's still that way, just because my eyes are not working as well. But how's everybody just right back there? These people are real fucking happy. Thanks for bringing it tonight. You filled the place up for us. Thanks very much. Thanks for getting us out of the fucking pyramid too. It was a fine place, but this is much nicer. Come on, Grizzly. I knew that Elvis came here, but not the ancient Egyptians. It's all making sense now. This here is one almost as old as ancient Greece. But played it younger than ever, Mr. Mike McCready on the guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's starting to feel better up here. Thanks for making it feel better. I'm gonna admit, because it's a bit obvious. In fact, the last time we were in the studio, there was one song, I can't remember which one, but the guy that was working with us, he liked it. I said, you know, I was really sick that day. You could hear it in my voice. He said, no, I like it. There's something, there's a strain to it that I really appreciate. And that's kind of what you're getting a little bit tonight. I contracted some, you know, there's a lot of people in Austin. And I shook a lot of hands and probably like shared a lot of wine but I don't think it's Ebola. I don't know for sure. But if we do play Crazy Mary later on, and I do, and a bottle gets passed around, I'm just saying for legal purposes alone, that you are all risking your own lives by partaking in it. This is the best job in the world, except for when you're really sick in the throat. It makes it real hard. So thanks for helping me out. I appreciate it. We're gonna do all right.
Take your hand and feel your breath.
to us, even, and we love it so much, but it really doesn't give a fuck about us. But we still love it no matter what, because it's the planet. This was called How I Feel. Clinton. So not Bill, not Hillary, but Clinton.
But we got it today.
So the guy said, oh, the drummer from Pearl Jam was here yesterday.
We thought it was something, we thought it might be impossible, but it turned out to be Dave Cruiser.
Oh, it really did.
He's here tonight. We're going to give him a big hand.
Go, Dave!
I think he said that, and just he was recognized as that. Hi, Dave.
See, I thought that was going to be like, the story, I was at a bar in San Diego once, and you couldn't smoke in the bars, as you can't really, and that was when I used to smoke. And then so I went outside, and the bouncer had looked at my passport. I had a passport at the time, and then he let me in, and I had a margarita, and I was waiting for the meal, and I went out and had a smoke, and he was talking to this girl, the bouncer was, and she said, you know, you look kind of like, what's his name, the singer in that band. And then the bouncer says, yeah, I met that guy a few years ago. He's a total asshole. And he's shorter than you to the girl. And so she said, really shorter than me? He said, yeah, it's like you without your heels on. So she takes her heels off and I'm going, and I walk over to her, I go, really? He's like this tall? Yeah. He's just a dick. He's just a dick. So I finished my smoke, and then I just had to open up. I said, you didn't look at this very close, did you? Showed him the passport. And all he did was go, oh, dude, it's so awesome to meet you. Like, he hadn't said any of that shit before. So I went home with the woman wearing her heels. That's just how that happens when you're... How far is that? Oh, and I married her and we have two kids. Sure. Go let the virtues get in the way of a good story. Speaking of good stories, this is going back to one for all you serious collectors.
Oh,
Kira, buddy, this one's for you. Kira, this one's for you.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Oscars. That's real nice.
Thank you. sure what time the not sure what time the bars on Beale Street close, but if we need to leave early so we can get there before last call, we're more than happy. You're in, everybody guessing it? Hey, can I see the lights? There's like four people. There's people standing in the very back row. I just want to know if we can see you. It's very impressive. My first concert, that was my seat. It was back row, touching the back of the thing.
But,
if you got the time, we this is why we're here.
Oh, the chip off the corner school. Oh,
You know, we probably share something in common. Just the fact that we're all in this room together. We probably share. I know those of us on stage live our lives by it, but I'm sure we all share the common belief that that music is healing. And then sometimes even music, it's too much to ask. It's sometimes it's just the worst news you could imagine. There's a fellow musician that we found out passed away before we took the stage tonight, and I don't want to exploit the information. I just want you to know that he was a brother, and we've been up here thinking about him all night, and thinking about all the guys in his group, and this one's for Ike. Yeah.
See you around. Thank you.
about everybody? Mr. Matt Cameron on the trap. Mr. Boom Gaspar on the B3. Jeff Hammond right there, you know. Mike McCready. Stone Gossard. But, you know, there was a lot, you know, breath in the screen. We played some older ones tonight, and man, all I remember is coming up to Seattle and hearing the music that they were making, and Matt played on the first demos they made, and some of that stuff turned into Temple of the Dog stuff, and then it turned into our first record. But I think it was the way, especially between the way Stone and Jeff wrote, it was just something I'd never heard before. And I'm still, I consider it an honor to still be riding that wave that these guys have made all these years. Thanks again for having me. I'll ride the wave where it is. It's a good fucking wave. And thanks for being part of it. There's a big wave tonight here too. I see you breaking. Thank you.
sit on a curb in the road, an old farm paper shack on the south side of the town, on the wrong side of the tracks. Sometimes in the way in the town, we'd say, "Mother, can we stop and give her a ride?" Yeah, sometimes we did, but her hands flew from her side. Wild eyed, crazy. building, and thanks for filling it up and making it just as good as it could be. But really, thanks so much. I was dreading having to come to work. Thank you so fucking much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. About 3 years ago, August 19th, I'll never forget, but there was one of my greatest memories of all time was just across the river here. So it's good to be back here and have another memory to go with it. Good memories from this part of the country, this exact spot. So thanks again so much. We'll be thinking of you until we see you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay.
Oh,
Much love, everybody. Sincerely, thanks so much. Thanks, everybody. Cheers. Night.